ever feel like it's too overwhelming at times? Taking care of your body, nourishing your mind, finding your passion in life, monetizing it, and still marketing yourself on social media. Oh, and let's not forget all the unplanned events that life throws your way. Hello there, I'm Leon, your marketing coach and strategist. On this podcast, we share knowledge on all things marketing, mindset, and running your online business. Together, we'll work on ditching the overwhelm and attracting the life and business that you desire in the simplest and most effective way ever. For those who are listening on the podcast, or if you're joining me for the Instagram live, thanks for joining the live, right? Today we're going to be discussing why I stopped planning for the entire year. It is something that I started to experiment with at the beginning of 2021, and I'm going to walk you through it. So let's start with a back story, right? So in my teenager, young adult life, let's say probably by 17 to 25, 26, I would get so excited for December and January because that's the month that I would use to plan out my entire year, right? And at the point in time, that really and truly appeared to be a good decision, right? And it looked like me saying in January, saying that, you know what, I'll do this in January, I'll do this in February, and I'll do that, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, all the way to December, right? So I really and truly used the brain and the thought and the idea and the perceptions that I had in December of the previous year to kind of plan out the entire year, which is what we all do, right? And In 2020 specifically, I'm sure we all remember what happened, right? We all got hit with the side effects of COVID, and pretty much our plans became laughable, right? Our plans became so laughable. It was like, ha 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 ha, plan what? You know? And what would usually happen, even before COVID hit and even before like all of our plans became laughable, what would usually happen is that I would end up just doing the bare minimum to get through the months and feeling almost guilty for not sticking to my plans, feeling like, if, oh my gosh, I'm not sticking to my plans. So even if I have a new plan or even if I have a new idea, I'd have to wait until I execute my old plans in order to take action, in order to do it, right? And in reality, like, if you're someone who was like me and used to plan out, like, let's say the year or even a half a year, a lot of us do half year plans, I think we're forgetting a major factor that influences our plans. Can you guess what it is? It is time, right? So time actually determines what is relevant and what is not relevant. Time determines what is working and what is not working. Time determines what can help you and what can hurt you, right? Time gives you wisdom and clarity to know what actions you should take, right? So with that in mind, throwing back to the old me, where it is I would plan out my entire year, and let's say 3 months in, I got hit with a new idea, like, psh, you know, you can do this, you can consider here, you can pivot here. I would want to more or less shove that new idea in the corner and be like, you know what, I need to stay loyal to my old plans, right? And that's not the reality. The reality is we're not supposed to stay loyal to our plan of action, but we're supposed to stay loyal to our vision and to our goals, long-term, short-term goals. But our plans are interchangeable. Our plans are fluid, and our plans are things that changes with time, right? So by now you can be like, okay, Leon, what should I do then? Like, what should I do? Should I not plan? Should I plan for the new year? What should I do? Should I wing it? Should I just not plan anything at all, right? So here's what I did this year that actually resulted in me doing more in 2021 right, than any of the previous years, and ensuring that what I do is relevant to my goals, right? Every single thing that I do daily. So if you're on my stories and you see me planning out my days and my weeks and all those different things, I didn't just wake up on a Sunday morning and say, hey, let me plan. No, I go back to something bigger and then it tells me what it is I need to get done, right? So this year, I did not start the year creating any fancy vision board that stayed on my phone or my wall without any action. I didn't do a vision board until like June or July 2021. I didn't do a vision board, right? I did not create a rigid one-year plan that I felt compelled to stick to, because after 2020, if it taught us anything, is that really and truly anything could happen. And I didn't wing it neither. I didn't just be like, oh, whatever I feel like in my body, I'm just going with the flow. I'm tapping into my feminine energy throughout the year. Whatever, go, go, this and that. No. This year, I took a different approach, and I like to call it structured flexibility, right? So yes, I had my list of goals. Yes, I had the things I wanted to achieve each quarter, right? And from the list of goals, I would break it down into, okay, Leon, this is what I want to get done each quarter to help me contribute towards my bigger goal, right? And on the last week of every quarter, I would review all of my plans. I would review all of it, right? To really and truly know, okay, what is staying, what is going, what makes sense, what do I remove altogether? Because you know what? Your plans become obsolete. The way in which you wanted to go about doing something could become obsolete. It could become irrelevant, right? And time is always and will always be the best factor to teach us what is important and what is not. So I didn't do a vision board. That is way, way in the future. I didn't do a one-year rigid plan. I didn't wing it. What I did instead is a three-month strategic plan, right? I had enough structure to know, okay, this is what I'm focusing on monthly, weekly, and daily. But I also had enough space to implement some of the magic of the unknown, right? To implement some of that intuition, as in, I feel this is what I want to do going forward, you know? And to allow whatever to seep in or to flow in without feeling like I needed to be loyal to the plan. You're not a ride or die for your plan. You're not. Right? You don't need to stick to the plan for the next 6 to 12 months, but you need to be clear on your goals. What are my goals? What are my long-term goals and what are my short-term goals? And what are the different ways that I can achieve it? Even if I don't stick to the plan I created 6 months ago, 8 months ago, in December, etc., right? And more so, when you do this, when you build it out 3 months at a time, super underwhelming, 3 months at a time, you know what happens as well? It allows for you to trust yourself more, right? Trust that even though I only planned all the first 3 months in depth, I know that I'm going to get the clarity that I need to push on when the time has arrived, right? And this is why on December the 16th, I will be hosting my first ever workshop titled Strategically Plan Your Next 3 Months. And it is a Christmas gift to all of my clients. So if you are a client in the Ultimate Glam Academy, one-on-one coaching, you're a private client, you work with me in 2021, when the time gets closer, you will receive an email pretty soon with all the details, including the link to join, right? If you are not a client, then you could always DM me to find out how you can become a client, either via group coaching that starts in February or via one-on-one coaching where we can start immediately, right? Let me just, right, there we go. Perfect. Now, when does we plan out 3 months at a time? Hi, babes and moms. Hi, Budget Queen. Hi, Prudence. So a lot of people are joining me now on the live. So if you're listening to the podcast, people are joining on the live. So when you plan out 3 months at a time, that is the perfect underwhelming type of plan that you can possibly gift yourself. Right? It is effective because you know what to do immediately, and it could be exactly what you need to kickstart your 2022. Right? Without all the pressure of what if this doesn't work out, without all the pressure of what if things change, without all the pressure of, oh my God, COVID, this, that, you know? In essence, I will be teaching you how to plan out your quarters in 2022 and beyond. And I'm teaching you it from a place of this is how I did it, this is how it works, and this is what I'm sharing with you. So that you learn the formula so that you can go ahead planning out 3 months at a time. What I do the last week in at the end of every 3 months, you set a date to have your planning date and you revamp your plan for the upcoming 3 months, right? And with that plan, as I said, super underwhelming, right? If you're a client, whether in Ultimate Grammar Academy or one-on-one coaching, you get access to it. Hi, Tammy. You get access to it. You can get access to it live, or you would get the replay when you join, right? And as I said, it is free for my clients. It's a gift for end of year 2021, an early gift from me to them, because my clients, I always say, they are one of the people or group of people that really changed my life. I really, really love my clients. But if you're someone who wants to work with me, or you have been having intentions of working with me, now is the best time to start. Now is the best time to hop into one of my coaching packages and commit to being a client before December the 16th, right? Here are how we can work together, right? If you're someone who wants to benefit from this planning workshop, we can work together via one-on-one coaching. It's a six-month intimate coaching experience for the coach, for the service provider who wants to reprogram their mindset, who wants to strategize how they are showing up online via your content and sell your offers with ease, right? It is very much customized based on your goals. So in one-on-one coaching, you get lifetime access to all my training, my videos, my programs, etc., right? You get customized weekly coaching with me for the next 6 months. You get unlimited one-on-one access to me. You get my eyes on all of your content, all of your marketing materials to review, right? And a lot of bonuses that I'll only tell you once you book a call, either by going to my link in my bio on Instagram, or if you're listening on the podcast, by going to the show notes below, right? And I'll only probably accept 2 to 3 more one-on-one clients, because it's such an intimate experience that I also don't want to overbook my one-on-one clients. And with regards to the next way that you could work with me, it's also via my group coaching program, the Ultimate Grammar Academy. It is now a 4-month group coaching experience. It's for the coach who is ready to make consistent money in their business by effectively packaging and selling their signature offer. Right, you get over 50 plus lessons teaching you exactly how to package and sell your offer. You get weekly live coaching, all right, and also I'm going to incorporate implementation weeks going forward for you to implement what it is you have been taught, what it is we're going through, all right. You get daily accountability via our amazing UGA community. You get access to the CEO Content Club, 12 months of content calendars, caption templates to really make the content creation process easier, and we start February 2022, right? So those are the two ways: group coaching, one-on-one coaching. Send me a DM on Instagram, Leon, I want more information, and I am literally a message away. I love to send voice notes, and you get exactly what it is you need to hear from me, right? Regardless of whether you apply for one-on-one coaching or group coaching inside of the Ultimate Grammar Academy, the objectives are the same, and I want to drive this point home. The objectives are rewiring your brain for success, creating a content strategy based on your strengths and your goals, selling more confidently, showing up more confidently, talking about your offers more confidently, like if your offers can change lives and save the world, because I am sure it probably can, right? Streamlining your business so money comes in consistently, but you still have time to do all the things that you love outside of your business, right? Again, you can go to my Instagram, go to the link and definitely book a call. Or if you're listening on the podcast, scroll down to the show notes and you would see the links for you to book a call so that we can chat more about it. Right? So for those who joined me, whether on the podcast or whether on the live, thank you so much. In a sense, this was a very brief podcast episode with me sharing with you why I stopped planning for the year. Right, and why I'm using time as the best indicator to influence my plans. Remember, the goal remains the same. The goals remains the same. Whatever you set out your goal to be for the year, you can set out a yearly goal. But your plans are more flexible. And that's why on December the 16th, we're coming together via a workshop and we're going to build out a 3-month strategic plan for your business and for your life. I'll definitely show you how you could even add life things to it as well. Right? I am excited. I'm excited to teach you. I'm excited for you to learn. I'm excited for the clients that will be joining before December the 16th. And I can't wait, right? And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Content Magnet Podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If anyone in your circle will benefit from this podcast, please be generous, share it to your stories, and tag me at The Content Magnet. Let's beat overwhelm and create a life filled with happiness and freedom. See you on the next podcast.